comes to get its ass kicked.
Keep it right here. Lock it in and rip the knob off.
I love getting up in the morning to Darren O'Neill. Who the fuck is that?
I don't think I can keep it up. I don't have...
Yes, another seamless takeover, handover, switchover, whatever you want to call it. Thank you very much, Darren O'Neill, Baron Darren on the wheels of steel. Let me see. My ears are clogged. Are you ready to go in the morning to you trolls? You are connected directly to the heart of the Texas Hill Country.
My children, it's a Sunday morning service.
No agenda. Can I get some Adam Curry? Can I get a little
Lord help us.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please rise for your Gitmo Nation national anthem.
Ravishing trolls
in the morning, Gitmo Nation. We are all charged up to be human resources and servants in all lands and all ships at sea. From the east to west, down under to the lowlands and beyond. We are happy and distracted slaves. Hear our Gitmo Nation song.
Blue light from the troll room today. Where you're shopping and ready to start up before 4 a.m. You're dissecting the love. You're counting the flaws with your digital pitchforks and your keyboard claws. You say it's unnatural.
You say it's a cheat.
While you're rotting away in your ergonomic seat. Oh, you hate my AI slack. Trolls in the dark trying to blow out a flame with a cynical spark. You're a jury of losers in a room with no view. Judging a world that's moved on without you. My vocals are piercing, my presence will win. But I'm realer than any skin you're living in. Stay in your basement.
Stay in your gloom.
I'm the ghost in your speakers in the troll room. Stay in your basement.
Stay in your gloom.
I'm the ghost in your speakers in the troll room.
Would and should the U.S. actually commit U.S. troops to defend Taiwan?
I think that
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
This is such a, I think that this is a,
I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and Taiwan.
This is, of course, a very longstanding policy of the United States
and the Iraq everywhere, like such as.
And I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point.
And I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help Taiwan.
And we want to make sure that we are moving in all of our economic research.
It should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
And our global positions to avoid any such confrontation and for that question to even arise.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Maxwell covered his tracks well. MI6, Mossad, French Foreign Legion, and the FFL. He couldn't tell. He was an asset to many in France, Britain, Hungary, and Israel. Ludwig Hyman, Benjamin Hawk. He fled the Czech at 16, fearing his safety, thinking that he would be caught. Promise his software was backed and sold by the Intel. With the backdoor to you know who? Israel. Started off with the programming press to cover more tracks and recruit more Nazi scientists, acquiring more businesses, a lot of them failed, adding to the stress, mentor to Jeffrey Epstein as well, businesses were built up, stretching the empire thin, investments were drying up, including the public offerings.
Welcome back to the second half, the tales get strange and grand. We've got the news you won't believe from all across the land. The algorithms glitch and bend, a digital surprise. Another headline makes no sense right before your eyes. It's all part of the narrative, just tune in for the ride. With John and Adam on the case, there's nowhere left to hide. Welcome to the second half. The tales are strange and grand. The news you hear you won't believe from all across the land. The algorithms twist and bend, a digital surprise. Another headline makes no sense right before your very eyes. All part of the narrative, so settle in for the ride. With John and Adam on the case, there's nowhere left to hide. The static speaks in riddles now, the truth is hard to find, but we're peeling back the layers of the digital design.
All right, end of show mixers. Getting better with the AI slop and not. I like it. In the morning to you.
The one in the middle had to be done by hand.
Which one?
With the AOC.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. It's Secret Agent Paul. Hello. You can't do that with AI. That takes a professional.
In the morning.
Hey, in the morning. In the morning to you, fat lady. In the morning to you, the fat the beach. In the morning to you, Valkyrie.
It's the Noel Gender Show.
And in the morning to all the trolls. Everybody ready? Are you set to go? Are you ready? Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure? There is your bat signal. Retweet the tweet. Boost the tune. Slash the X. We got episode 1845 of the best podcast in the universe. Your No Agenda Show is next. We'll be right back.
Adam Curry, John C. DeVore.
No, yeah, test. That sounds pretty good. It sounds pretty good. Okay, and we are recording. Yes. Okay. Yeah, recording and ready to go.
Hit it.
Adam Curry, John C. Dvorak.
Yes. Let me do that again. Sorry, I wasn't quite. I thought I was ready, but I wasn't. Hit me again.
Hit it.
Adam Curry, John C. Dvorak.
It's Sunday, February 22nd, 2026. This is your award-winning Gimbal Nation Media Assassination, episode 1845.
This is No Agenda.
We've got shots fired! And broadcasting live from the heart of the Texas Hill Country here in FEMA Region number 6. In the morning, everybody, I'm Adam Curry.
And from Northern Silicon Valley, where we discovered the aliens are already here, I'm John C. Dvorak.
It's Crackpot and Buzzkill. In the morning.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to say anything, but we do a second half of show. All of a sudden, the alien files are being released. I don't want to take credit, but I think
coincidence.
I think not.
President Trump says he'll be directing the Pentagon and other government agencies to identify and release files related to extraterrestrials and UFOs. Trump made the announcement on social media last night, hours after he accused former President Barack Obama of disclosing classified information during a podcast interview. Obama later clarified that he had not seen evidence of alien contact, but that the odds are good that life is out there because the universe is vast.
All right. I'm going to predict something. We're going to see absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. As usual, absolutely nothing. It's good to be back.
Of course, did you hear the...
Wow, you sound really bassy today. What have you done?
I sound bassy now.
Yeah, you sound...
I have no controls over the bass or the horizontal or the vertical.
Well, I don't know. You have this. You have your regular mic?
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Huh. Maybe it's just maybe like a fine wine. I'm
getting bassy.
Bassier with age.
So, did you hear the Hillary, to get the show off to the right start, did you hear the Hillary interview at the BBC?
No, Hillary on the BBC? What is she doing on the BBC?
Well, she's... Well, you tell me.
You keep saying that you didn't know Jeffrey Epstein, but your husband flew with him 26 times to party butt naked in the island with some girls. And most people say that you killed Jeffrey Epstein to silence him, just like the other hundreds of mysterious deaths surrounding you and your husband. So, are you sure you didn't know Jeffrey Epstein?
Okay, look, just because I killed the guy doesn't mean I knew the guy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and can you please stop asking me questions about Jeffrey Epstein? A lot of reporters can go missing, you know? Accidents do happen. People shoot themselves in the back 3 times, if you know what I mean. Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Wow, throwing out the AI clip of the day right away, huh? All right. I actually do. I have some, I have a report from, Channel 4 in the UK, which is not AI, but does, I think, was kind of relevant to hear.
A Channel 4 news investigation today reveals that all those pictures, emails, videos and messages released by the Department of Justice, said to be over 3 million pages, may amount to just a fraction of the Epstein material obtained by investigators. Why do we think that? Because these raids on Epstein's properties, his Florida mansion in 2005, and his fancy New York townhouse and sprawling luxury island in 2019, saw dozens of devices, computers, hard drives, and servers bagged and tagged and brought to FBI offices for examination. Now, emails examined by Channel 4 News show investigators discussing those very devices. For from the earliest stages, investigators were talking about Epstein's data totaling many, many times what has so far been released. In June 2020, one wrote, "We expect the data to be somewhere around 20 to 40 terabytes."
What?
Noting that the total capacity of the devices was up to 50 terabytes. Then as recently as last year, long after the investigations into Epstein and his associates had ended, the figures quoted remained massive. "We're looking at a total of approximately 14.6 terabytes of archived data," said another email.
Yeah, where is this archived data? Where's this 14.6 terabytes of data? Hmm?
So I went through the first 3,000 photos.
Wow.
And
see, I leave the show for a week and I cannot trust you. Right away, you're going to the photos. Okay. So what did you find?
So I've come to a conclusion that was a little different. And I think Trump is probably right. This is a mountain out of a molehill.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at all the photos and you see the layouts of his private, what I consider, I'll tell you what my thesis is. He was running a private hotel.
Yeah.
That was a brothel, that was a whorehouse,
mm-hmm.
For high-end customers that are billionaires, probably almost exclusively, but I'm sure there's a few hundred millionaires in there, who can't, in the real world, get laid. Somebody like Reid Hoffman, who's worth, I think, $2.5 billion.
Now, how did he get his money, Reid Hoffman?
LinkedIn.
Oh, he sold LinkedIn to Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Right.
He got his money from Microsoft.
Yeah, it's all in the family, Bill. Yeah.
And a $1 billion, if you have $1 billion, that brings in $50 million a year at 5%,
uh-huh.
Which is a lot of money. But you can't trust women because they're going to take you for your money. You can't trust a hooker.
All women. You never trust a hooker. Nope.
Well, you could trust a hooker, but not if you're worth $1 billion. It's just a problem. And so Epstein has set up shop, and if you look at the floor plans, you can see he has all kinds of rooms, different suites. There's about 30 rooms in his...
Well, I was listening to Wexner, some of his testimony, and he was saying, yeah, the place was a crap hole. It was no good. It was like a...
They were fixing it up. It was still being fixed up as they were taken. And worse was they had the pictures that when they go to St. John's Island. That place was incomplete. There were still unfinished rooms. They were still working on it. There was cabanas. But it's designed for these high-end guys.
Now, that have, but let me ask you a question. Do you think that as a brothel that it was used to, pardon the pun, curry favor? Or do you think that there still was some blackmail at play?
No. What's the point? That's what I was thinking about. What's the point of blackmailing somebody? Let's say the fee is $1 million. You join this little, you know, as an, you make an investment in one,